Welcome back to Film Vloggers. We review films and flog dead horses, so you don't have to. Is this week's film choice a complete waste of your viewing time? Much like flogging slash beating a dead horses, get it? Please head over to www.filmvloggers.com to check out all of our previous vloggings. And while you're there, maybe hang out for a while, look around and vote for our next film. Click on vote, or visit www.filmvloggers.com/vote. Are you an idiot? If so, please check out our idiot's guide to reviewing us, where even a big dummy like you can leave us a red-hot review. Here at Film Vloggers, we pride ourselves on offering one-star content with five-star effort. Once on the website, please click on Idiot's Guide, or visit us at www.filmvloggers.com/review-us. That should have been Idiot's Guide. My fault, I didn't change the URL. Annoying. Once again, filmvloggers.com/review-us. Believe it or not, we now have a Patreon. I know what you're thinking. You have the audacity to ask us to pay to receive more of this. Pause for dramatic effect. Yes. We have a Patreon exclusive show called Nitpickers. I think you'll like it. Please visit www.filmvloggers.com/support-us. Again, that hyphen is annoying, should have removed it. Or head straight to our Patreon page. patreon.com/filmwafflers. No idea why I did film wafflers. Another mistake. Where you can support us for as little as £1 British or £1.50. And while you're on the website, punch that big purple subscribe button and tell a friend about the vlog. Wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, mistress, your nan, granddad, your kids. They can tell their friends. They can tell their friends at school about the vlog. But in all seriousness, this really helps the podcast grow and enables us to enrich or ruin the lives of the hundreds of millions of earlobes we haven't reached yet. Hello, hello, 1, 2, 1, 2, hello, hello. Okay, great. Here we go again. Here we go again.
Are you ready, Ben?
How are you enjoying this setup?
Absolutely fine. How's your arse?
Why does this always happen?
I don't really want
Before to. Every episode, there's always an issue.
Yes, every time.
No, but seriously.
Yes.
Do you ever get the feeling that there's someone out there just going...
Yeah, every day.
Call it a day, Ben.
Yeah.
Enough's enough.
Yeah. But we never do. We keep powering through.
Oh, God, it's boiling.
Yep. No aircon allowed.
No, but seriously, why is the stomach gone? We've been travelling for what?
A month.
Fine. It's been all right, hasn't it?
Maybe it's my cooking. Maybe I'm secretly...
Is it the irony of those tins of tuna?
Maybe I'm secretly trying to poison you.
We didn't go to the food market, the night market. I've done so many markets. Yeah?
Yeah.
You enjoy them?
The last market, Ben, you looked fairly happy.
Oh, it was good. That one was good, yeah. But no, the irony of it is that we actually sat in last night. Nice apartment we've got. Still got a ridiculous setup. Just want a dining table. Dining table.
Mm.
In the kitchen. Got the fridge buzzing behind you. Turn the aircon off. It is boiling already.
Yep. Good morning, everyone.
It's morning here, yeah.
Yes, Ben's having a little morning.
90 what?
90 what? You're the one that's saying it.
Oh, my ring piece is on fire, Fiona. No, seriously.
Right, Ben, nobody wants to hear about your stingy ring.
I evacuated half an hour ago and it still really hurts. So I'm sitting here doing this. Big film. Delayed already. I'm sitting here and it is scorching.
Right.
I'm sorry, patrons.
Nobody wants to know this, Ben.
They're paying good money to hear this. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. Ben has a stingy ring.
My stomach's gurgling, it's bubbling. Oh.
Just.
Well, I'm going to shit myself live on air. I will. I'll do it.
I'm not going anywhere near
you. You have to clear me up.
No. Get off. Get into
used
the
to
shower,
it.
You dirty.
That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to take great pleasure in it when I get older. Oh.
Fiona.
Sorry, Fiona. It was an accident this time, honest.
Yeah, but you nearly shat yourself the other day as well, didn't you? In that taxi.
Yeah, that was heat stroke.
Oh, sunstroke.
Sunstroke.
Yeah,
heat stroke.
Ben got a little bit burnt.
But the irony, didn't go out last night, didn't eat.
Mm.
Perfectly fine, the bowels, overall.
Yep.
Dodgy tins of tuna. Look what happens. Unbelievable.
Right.
Anyway,
so
to the
anyways,
film.
Yeah, shall we talk about the film?
This is it, the first episode of Halloween. I don't know what we're doing for Halloween. You refuse to do 31 Days of Horror Vlog, so I'll just re-release those and just hopefully maybe they're kick off this time.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to sneeze.
We're 5 minutes in. We need to get on with this. My stomach's gurgling. Oh, just get a move on. Sneeze. There we go. Twirling your head round.
Yeah, but don't rush me, Ben.
God, so they're about to hear about my bowels and hear you sneezing.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Jesus. Well,
pay good money for it. Oh, so I've just pressed the wrong button on. No, it's still recording.
Language, Ben. We're still not swearing, remember?
Yeah, let's hope that everyone appreciates my hard work this year. Because I'm going to re-release all 31 of those episodes.
Every single one of
force
them.
Force it down your fucking throat again. Oh, we're not swearing.
Well, I'm not making a pause for every single one of them. You can go and shout.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Oh, sorry. Fiona is in charge of Instagram and Facebook now.
Mm. My grammar's not as good as Ben's, though, so he has to read over it.
No, it's fucking not.
Ben, you've sworn how many times?
It's for the patrons. They're fine. They're used to it.
All right.
Do you know what, actually? Just very quickly before we get into the episode and I'm sweating. I was, whilst I was evacuating 20 minutes ago, I thought, well, 31 days, I'll re-release them. We'll do some other episodes, just random. We might do serial killers with the Dharma TV series. We might just do.
Oh. Jesus. These poor patrons.
We might do serial killers. But yes. I was thinking on the toilet, what I'll do is that I'll lower the admission fee for nitpickers to £2.50. I've already mentioned this. And also, I did say that when we got to our first 10 patrons, that I'll be donating all the money to charity. I haven't forgot that. So I will do that. I haven't stolen your money. I'm not buying tins of tuna over here of your money. I will be donating it to charity. What, I just haven't had time to do it.
What charity?
Well, I don't know. I would do like a roulette wheel, get all the patrons involved. You know, they can pick a charity and then it's just random.
Can we do a dog's trust?
Do you not hear what I just said? Well, technically you are a patron, so I guess you'd
I want a dog's qualify. Trust. I like dogs.
But we just take everyone's charity, put it in a roulette wheel and spin and then it's random, isn't it?
Yep.
So we get that done. You get that done because you're in charge of all the admin now.
What?
So I'm going to lower it. £2.50 for nitpickers. Bargain. 50p off for October and maybe beyond. But also, if you sign up, it goes to charity. And also, if you sign up during the month or after the 1st, I don't think you will be charged until November the 1st. So technically, we could have about 400 people sign up. It's all for charity. And then they could just leave on the 31st of October. I'm stuck with potentially footing the bill for the charity because technically 400 people signed up at £2.50 a pop.
Yeah, but TNC...
They've all gone. They've not put their £2.50 in. I'm like, well, okay. That's...
Well, they have to because then they're still not patrons.
Well, technically, yeah.
Yes.
Anyways,
your ideas on the toilet aren't very good, Ben. Okay.
It's for charity. Surely that will make people sign up. It's for charity, for Christ's sake. So don't just donate to charity. Go through us. You get all the great content, nitpickers.
Get deleted, to hear about Ben's stingy ring.
Yeah, deleted scenes, audio, the naughty audio that we delete because it's controversial. And it goes to charity. And you get great content.
Yeah, you lucky buggers. So, shall we start with the film then?
Yes, I'm concerned.
Can we just turn the aircon on? I don't think that the patrons
I'm concerned
care.
That I might have to stop.
Why? Why, Ben?
Because of the stingy
why
ring.
Why might you have to stop?
Because of the stingy ring.
Is the pillow you're sitting on not helping?
Right, so we're doing Get Out. Huge film. This actually might go to everyone. I might release this to everyone.
Okay.
Sorry, patrons, just because of the charity thing and, you know.
It's a big film and the whole world needs to know about Ben's stingy ring.
Just try and tease people in with the stingy ring.
Yeah, so Get Out 2017, 7.7 on the IMDb. Quite surprised, but I get it, I suppose. A young African-American visits his white girlfriend's parents for the weekend, where his simmering uneasiness about their reception of him eventually reaches boiling point.
Simmering, eh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're simmering.
It was directed by Jordan Peele, who's actually released a film this year called Nope. We've watched it. Not very impressed.
It's a big fat nope from me. It sucked. I hated it.
It sucked. And also...
I hate a strong word.
Also, in 2019, we also watched another film called Us. Yep. And he also produced Candyman 2021.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that. I've heard reasonably good things about it.
So we've got Daniel Kaluuya as Chris. He's known for his role in Black Panther. And he was actually the main character in Nope as well.
Yes, I recognise them, yeah.
Alison Williams plays Rose, his girlfriend. She's known for her TV series in 2012-2017, Girls. We've got Bradley Whitford, who plays Dean, the dad. He's in the TV series The Handmaid's Tale. He plays Joseph Lawrence, which I really need to watch. I put that in there to remind myself to watch it. He actually starred in one of the episodes of Parks and Recreation back in season 2. And he was in Saving Mr. Banks and Cabin in the Woods.
Okay, that's plenty.
We've got Catherine Keener as Missy Armitage, the wife. She actually played Yoan Tazzy or Tasma in The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that I've seen it, I can't unsee it. How did I miss that?
Oh, right.
I didn't put two and two together, but when I read it, I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Well, it doesn't make sense. So this film won an Oscar for Best Original Screenplay.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Can we start nitpicking then?
Yes, go, Ben.
Yes,
go.
It's a nitpicker.
Yes, it is.
So we'll do a little review at the end as well, because it's one of those films where you're nitpicking and you're like, well, actually, is it? Because it's
meant
self-aware.
To be silly.
Jordan knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
But we'll talk about that at the end.
Okay. So the first opening scene, I'm very confused because I said that to you. I thought it was your man, Chris, walking down this white suburban street, but it's not. It's somebody else that's getting kidnapped by the brother.
Yeah, it's not Chris. It's Andre, isn't it?
Oh, is that who it is?
Fuck me, you're so loud.
Why am I loud?
Don't know.
Oh, right.
Jesus, fuck.
Right, okay. So that creepy car just going along, just like, nope, I'm turning around. Did you get that?
That's
nope.
The wrong film. Huh? Oh, hell no.
Oh, is that what he said?
Maybe.
I don't know. It doesn't really explain what's happening. You don't really know what's going on. Like, literally, he gets out of the car, knocks him out. That's it, drives off. And you're just like, what the hell's going on?
I'm going to have to do something. I can't believe how loud you are.
I don't feel loud.
Hello, hello. Speak now.
Hello, hello.
Jesus.
Is that okay, Ben?
No.
Right. So
can't win. Not loud enough most of the time.
Right. Okay, go. Cool.
Yeah, I don't... Oh, fucking hell. Blazing car music, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, anyway, move on from that scene. I guess you're meant to be disorientated. You know, what's going on? What's this guy doing? Why is he in some random neighbourhood? Who's he on the phone to? What's he doing? There's a car there.
A creepy white car.
Walk towards it. Walk away from it. Make a decision.
He's going to get you anyway. So then we meet Rose, him and Rose, the girlfriend. They've been dating for 5 months or whatever.
We meet Chris and Rose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought the
hipster apartment. Very hipster. It's got all the hipster stuff. Lots of lamps. Lamps everywhere.
Yes, I like a lamp.
Is that? What's that? Lots of foreshadowing in this episode.
That ambiance,
lots of
Ben.
Subliminal messages. Just lots going on in this film.
Lots and lots.
Lots.
So we see, she's trying to relax him. He's just like, oh, do your parents know that I'm black? And she was just like, no, you're my first guy to date. That's black. That becomes important later on.
Parents don't know he's black. Yeah, suspicious. Is that not suspicious? I thought Rose is the character. She's OTT, isn't she? She goes over the top. She does everything to show that she's not
racist
and she's in love with Chris and she's this progressive lefty who's just like, oh my God, yeah, we've got to do more. I don't care. Oh, well, why would I? Why would I even need to bring it up to my parents because I'm so progressive? That's why they don't know Chris. Oh, that's reasonable, yeah. That's not the point, is it? Why would you need to tell your parents that I'm black?
It doesn't matter.
Of course it doesn't. It's not even worth talking about. So, yeah, fine. She plays it well. Very good.
So they're in the car, they're driving up. She chucks a cigarette out of the window. And I didn't really get what that symbolised until the end. So I was just like, oh, that's a bit, he's allowed to smoke. Why does it affect you? But actually, it makes his body less desirable for the host that's going to take it.
Of course,
so I didn't realise that.
Nasty habit.
Where the hell did that deer come out of? It looks like it was literally dropped from the sky.
Yeah, it cannonballed, yeah.
It literally, and it didn't die.
It looked pretty dead. It was dying.
It was dying, yeah, but that should have been straight away.
It's the mum, it's the trauma, car crash.
And then you've got your man on the phone call, that TSA guy. Don't visit a white girl's house or a white girl's parents' house.
Racist.
That is, isn't it?
Oh, Jordan.
But it's all race. It's all racial undertones, isn't it? But it's just, I don't know, just odd. He was a bit suspicious from the get-go, wasn't he, this guy?
Yes.
So he must have been suspicious
again,
of you on.
Well, we'll get to the end, because we're reviewing. We're nitpicking, then we'll review. It's all part of the experience. Everyone's racist, ID officer, they asked for his ID.
Yeah, and the reason why she got really sassy, a bit of trivia, is because she didn't want to leave a paper trail.
Of course, yes, again, you think she's so progressive.
Yeah, just like, no, how and dare course, you? He wasn't driving, you don't need his details.
Again, I understand. It's a person of colour is more likely to be pulled over by the police officer, especially in this rural country they're in.
Yes. Then they're at the house, they magically appear at the house, their car's grand, not bother on it, they're at the house. What the hell is going on with that grounds worker? He's just staring.
Grandpa.
Yeah, grandpa. He's just staring, though. He's Is it meant to be that kind of, not scary, but creepy?
Well, yes. But what's the lifestyle?
But like nobody's...
What is that lifestyle? That they're just, they're now playing up to these housekeepers. They're the servants,
yeah,
basically.
But they probably only have to do this when they've got a visitor.
Well, yeah, but they are like zombies.
Yes.
I don't think they're putting on being a zombie to Chris. I think that's just how they are.
Really? Well, yeah. They're all like that. I just thought that they were kind of a little bit more for show when people arrive to the house. That they're like doing this performance.
Nitpicking. Yeah, maybe. Yes. I don't know. It's, yeah.
It kind of reminded me of when you have that thing where he's walking into the house and he's just staring. It kind of reminded me of Michael Myers.
Who, Grandpa?
Yeah. When he was just staring. I don't like the way he's called Grandpa. The way he was just staring and that shot of him, the back scene, it kind of just looked like Michael Myers, didn't it? Anyways.
Yeah, it's very chilling.
And the dad, why is he so hyperactive? He's talking shite about deers. Just like, do you need to be gone?
Dads will be dads.
Anyways.
I don't know, the nervous energy, meeting the boyfriend, he's black. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Shocker. You weren't expecting that,
were they? Tell us that, Rose. Doesn't matter. I vote for Obama.
And then we meet the housekeeper, Grandma. She's like a Stepford wife. Hello.
Yes,
how
again, that's what I'm saying. I'm not quite sure how much is it put on for Chris's benefit. How much of it is just, they are old, I suppose, as well. I guess they are 80.
Yeah, but that video that we see of the grandpa explaining what was going on.
Doesn't make any sense.
That's not the way grandpa.
It's the lifestyle. It's how much, what's going on with the lifestyle? What are they doing?
Well, they're hypnotised, I suppose, aren't they?
But I think they actually are housekeepers. They're not just doing it for Chris's benefit. I think that's actually what they do.
Really?
Maybe.
I don't know. Okay, fine. We've got the dinner. The toenail story. What the fuck is that about?
Don't know. Parents are now racist. Oh, they're racist now because the brother comes in, yeah. UFC. Oh, yeah, I could be a UFC fighter, yeah, if I take Chris's body.
And the dad is there like saying, oh, man, like, you know, what's this, man?
Yes, and then Lefty, Progressive Rose. Like, I just can't believe it. Again, it's the sarcasm. It's self-aware. But we're not hiding it. What's going on? The parents are just OTT.
Yeah.
I guess.
It does make you feel uneasy for Chris, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but then again, it's like, well... He expects it. So yes. He's sort of like, he's not at this point going, oh, this is even worse than I expected. It's like, oh, it's okay,
it is,
Rose. I expected it as a black man. I knew this was going to happen, but
what
it's not
you
your
expect?
Fault.
You should have warned them
And
beforehand.
Then Rose, of course, oh, you know, God, I just can't believe it.
So
my parents are racist. I just didn't know.
So does he feel as though that his parents are, her parents are overcompensation?
Yes.
Yes.
And they're saying, you know, my man and yeah, all this. And yes. Yeah.
Okay, fine. And
we need no pick.
His mother. The mother is weird. She just keeps smiling at him. Why?
Which one?
The mother. The actual mother.
Yes, she's
Missy.
The spoon. Looks at my eyes. My eyes not around the eyes. Looks at my eyes. You're under.
Asking questions. Very, very straight in there. Where were you when your mother died? Would you really start with that? Just like you're not allowed smoke. Where were you when your mother died?
Yes, I know. It's very on the nose. It's very just like, it goes beyond just them being awkward and just saying things that are like, oh God, you know, they're compensating on what they're doing.
So he's hypnotized at this point and then he gets dragged into the sunken place. That was a really, really weird scene.
Hypnotizing. So what happens if he doesn't go for a cigarette? What happens if he just stays in bed?
Yes.
Part one of this plot is to hypnotize Chris.
Yes.
What happens if Missy can't hypnotize him?
Yeah, what if he's in a sleep?
I know she started it with a spoon and she's tapped the cup and it's like, oh yeah, you're under. Here we go.
But
what if he just stays in bed?
But you just have the scenes of him floating, which I don't get, and then him screaming to get out.
That's the point, isn't it?
They
can see...
What's happening?
They're stuck in the sunken world, and they can see what's going on, but they have no voice, and they can't do anything. Other than when they get flashed, they're like, oh, quickly.
Hello, I'm back.
I'm back.
Hello.
Sunken world sucks.
Jordan Peele said, the sunken place means that we are marginalised. No matter how hard we scream, the system silences. Silences us. There we go.
Uh-huh.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Where are we?
We're not nitpicking. We're reviewing here.
So we've got dramatic music. He's just dreaming. It's kind of a boring scene, I think. The way he's just, oh, I've just dreamt about that. I've forgotten all about it. How did he get back to bed? How did Missy drag him all the way up those stairs to get to bed?
Good point. That's more like it. Nitpicking. Yes, good.
And what's the symbolism of the phone being left uncharged? Does it really matter?
No, I don't think there is. It's just old... What's her name? What's the grandma?
Grandma. Thing? Grandma.
Glenda.
Glenda. Grandma.
Is it Glenda?
Yeah.
She keeps unplugging the phone. Yeah.
Anyways.
Just how long? Anyway.
Okay. God. So then we meet more people, brainwashed helpers. They've got really robotic voices.
Are we not meant to be taking turns?
I don't know, Ben.
I don't know what this is. I don't know what this has turned into. Is it a review? Are you reviewing this?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, right. God, shock. The cupboard opens to reveal Rose. There's a cupboard open in the bedroom.
That's weird.
Why is it open? No, it's open. There's a bit where it's open.
Oh, right.
Why has she opened it? Who's opened it?
To add his picture to it.
We don't want to get there yet. We need to auction Chris off first. We need to go through all that. We don't want him to walk into the cupboard just in case.
So then we start meeting. So they're having this party at the house and we start meeting
these
people.
Let me just add another one if I can, please, Fiona, because it's nitpickers. Sitting in the dark, lamp comes on cliche. You know, when she's sitting there. Yeah, that's obviously. Again, it's a cliche, isn't it? I don't know if Jordan's... I'm assuming Jordan's going, oh, wink. You know, we see this in horror films.
Yes.
So it's a nitpick, but it's like, oh, he knows as well. So he'd be nitpicking it himself if he could.
Where the fuck is Grandpa running to?
Well,
you have that scene where he's running.
Well, he's running. It's part of the story, isn't it? The whole Olympics and Grandpa.
That's what
it's built on, because Grandpa lost out to Jesse. And then Grandpa was like, oh, well, Jesse's black. So that's it then.
That's why.
That's what we're going to do, because obviously
we
as the white people are an inferior race. And if we were black, we would have won the race. There
so
you
then
go.
That ties in nicely with the next point, doesn't it? Where it's where he starts to meet some of the hosts. So we've got a golf player who's got dodgy hips. We've got a wife who's trying to say, oh, is it bigger? Is it better? Because her husband's about to cack it. So he's obviously going to take over the body. And then we've got the blind guy who buys him, basically, because he wants his eyes. So they want him for his body, don't they? Oh, he's strong. He's nice and strong.
Is that a nitpick?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
What? Did you struggle to nitpick this film?
Yeah. I did, actually.
Right, okay.
Did you?
No, not at all.
All right, well, you go then, Ben.
We're just supposed to be feeding for each other's nitpicks. You're just relaying the film to me.
Yes, I did watch it. Yes.
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Yeah, good film.
Well, nitpick then, Ben.
Oh, did you enjoy it?
Go on.
Housekeepers wear a similar smile to me. That's true.
Yep, that is true.
I spent most of my life just going, yeah, hi, hey, whoa, hey, nice to see you.
Yeah, what's going on in that head, though?
Hi, everyone.
What's going on in your sunken place?
Your podcast is great. It's way better than mine.
So he hasn't taken any pictures? He's out there. He's with his camera. He hasn't taken one picture. He's just pretending to take pictures in the garden of Glenda,
just can't take a picture here, yes. Woods is the best. I voted for Obama for a time. Why is Logan? Yeah, why is Logan there? Why bring Logan? Why risk it? Why bring Logan there? So then obviously Chris is like, oh God, a black guy. God, hey, what's up, brother? Why do it? Why risk it?
To show he's
again,
not
he's,
the only
a,
one.
He's a fucking zombie. If he's not there.
They're hoping he wouldn't notice.
Why bring him there? He's already suspicious. Again, still, he's still like, well, it's just because they're probably racist, but they are trying. That, you know, I'm sure they don't mean it really.
Hey, my brother. That's what he says to him, isn't it?
Yeah. It's,
oh, hello. How are you?
Why do it? Just leave him at home.
Well, he's with his wife, Ben. Leave him alone.
But then again, is Jordan part of it? Is he doing this with the hands? Is he like, so, oh, look what I'm doing.
He finally takes a picture. And this picture takes Logan or whatever his name is, Archie or whatever the hell his name is.
Archie. Out of it. Fuck is Archie? Yeah, well, he's a photographer. Surely a flash? Flash on in daytime? Is that a thing?
Don't know. Must be.
We need that for part of the film so he can start shouting, but really? Would you not get that flash turned off?
No.
Do people use flashes in daytime? Is that part of the...
Well, now that I am...
Artistic flair to get the
photographer.
The photographer.
Yes, to do, I think.
Oh, right. Oh, yes, please. Go on Instagram and Facebook. Film Vloggers on tour. She's only posted twice, I think.
Three times.
You need to get a shift on.
Yes.
Lovely photos.
I'm going to post some tonight of our sunset in Langwani.
Oh. Mm. Oh, it was stunning.
It was beautiful. What else have we got?
Where are we? Almost not aware of this flash. Yes, are they not? They're not aware of the flash. This has never happened before. Maybe not. Okay, fine.
Mustn't have had a photographer black boyfriend.
Why doesn't Logan shout, I was kidnapped and there's some fat old bloke inside me? Get out!
Yeah, but...
Okay, get out, fine, but why?
Yeah, exactly.
Other than these people are weird and the parents are racist and I feel very uncomfortable. Because I'm trying to be here for Rose. I'm supporting her. I'm a boyfriend.
Well,
we're in love.
It makes it look like he's blown out because he took his picture. Which is quite normal.
Just shout that and the film's over.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, okay.
Guys are lobotomizing people. Like, what the fuck? Get out.
I was kidnapped. I'm in the sunken place. You know, you've been to the sunken place? You're like, oh, shit, yeah. How do you know about the sunken place? Oh, God, what's going on?
There we go. I'm getting out of here.
Nobbing heads of the...
But then he decides to stay.
It's because we're still there, aren't we? I think Chris is still there. Even though it's all weird, it's very uncomfortable, he expects it still. That's the point. It's like, yeah, this is... Watching this going, oh, this is just horrendous. Like, why has he not left? Why has it taken this long just to go, do you know what? Not for me.
Mm.
Because in reality, he's already said this. It's already foreshadowed that he's like, yeah, this is going to be horrible. This is going to be a really uncomfortable weekend. I'm sure they're going to try their best. I'm sure people don't really mean anything by it. But I expected this. It's a little bit weirder than I expected, but okay, it's only a weekend and then we haven't got to come back again for another 6 months. Let's just get through it. But then obviously he is, because the phone's getting disconnected. He's getting very suspicious. He's getting very upset.
Yes. Getting uneasy, more uneasy as it goes along.
What else?
Where did the hell did the brother go? So we've only seen the brother once. So his brother, basically, God knows what he wanted to do at the dinner table. And then you don't see him again until he's carrying him off.
Well, the brother's just, he's just floating around, isn't he? He's at the silent auction. The brother wants him because he wants to be a UFC fighter, doesn't he, or something?
Yes.
I'm assuming. He's like, well, God.
Yeah, but the brother's not
dying.
If
I was you, I'd, go to the gym and pump some, get some muscles. Mm. You could be an animal.
So he wants his body.
Yeah, so he could be a UFC fighter. Mm.
Okay, yeah. So they invited him. So they called this auction bingo. Why the hell did they invite him?
Who?
They invited Chris, and then Chris went off at Rosie.
Well, yes, it's a little bit far-fetched because he's literally down by the lake going, Rose, I'm just not sure about this weekend. It's not very nice. It's horrible.
And yet
I feel very uncomfortable. So he could walk back at any time and be like, sorry, what's
going on? What are you bidding for?
Why is there a massive picture of me? What are we doing?
Exactly. And did he not see that picture?
Again, you're not sure what Jordan's doing. Is he part of it? Is he self-aware? Is it part of the silliness? Is it just a nitpick?
Right.
Has he made an error? What's he doing? Jordan.
Right.
Come on the show. Defend yourself.
So what happens at the lake then? So they decide to go and then they decide to stay, but then they decide to go again.
Well, Rosie's the girlfriend. She's lovely. She's like, okay, I can see why this weekend's been so uncomfortable for you. I'm really sorry. They're not as progressive as me, everyone. What was I saying?
God knows.
Yes, Rosie's there by the lake. Yes, she's very progressive. I've said that a million times.
Yep.
No one else is progressive. Mm-hmm. They're all just old white people who are slightly racist, but trying the best. They're overcompensating, aren't they?
Yes.
And that's the thing, isn't it? It's like, which I think is actually probably a thing, again, I'm not sure that's what Jordan's trying to tap into, is that there is this whole thing about there's a movement where everyone's like trying to be progressive. But the white guy,
slightly racist about it.
Yeah, one of the white guys says, it's sort of like...
Black is in fashion.
Yeah, what's it like being black now? Is it better? Is it worse? You know, it's sort of the thing to do now, is it, to be black? It's pretty cool these days. It's pretty hip.
Yeah.
So you've got loads of people going like, it's cool to shout off on social media about how unracist you are.
Yeah, and then they don't think about how actually offensive that actually
un-racist,
is.
Unracist, not racist.
To say to somebody that black is in fashion.
Yeah, it's being progressive and being, going, I'm in support of the black man, black culture, man. It's a novelty, isn't it?
Hmm.
It sounds good. Like the guy's going, Woods, my favourite. Obama, I voted for 3 times. It's like, I can imagine as a black person, I'm talking here as a cis, privileged, white, heterosexual man. It's very difficult. I've got to be careful because I don't know, do I? So I could sit here and go, it's not that bad, is it? Come on, Chris. Stop being OTT. People don't really speak this.
But that's the thing.
I'm sure they do.
Yes.
I know they do.
And that's the thing about this film. You do get that sense of those. You can clearly tell that they're being racist in this film.
These parties happen. These things happen. These interactions that black people of colour have to experience every day. This is a real thing. Didn't Jordan say some of this is from his own experiences in life?
Yes, he did.
Maybe
actually.
Not to this degree. You know, it's a pretty far-fetched plot. Or is it? Is this happening?
Yes. So then we go back. So I don't know what happened. So he decided to stay and then he decided to go. Don't know what happened. And then they're up in the room packing and then that door is open and he finds loads of pictures.
Oh, yes. And that links in what I was going to say. Do these people ever cross over? You know, how many black people has she brought home?
Quite a lot.
Do they ever cross over? I'm assuming she moves from city to city, does she? Place to place, so that it never happens. But it has happened because this guy.
Yeah.
Chris knows Andre.
Yes. Or Logan.
So, guess just a matter of time, I suppose, until, I know that guy from him, and he went out of her, and, hang on, what's he doing?
What's going on there?
It's very strange.
Yes. I guess he wasn't, Rosie said at the beginning, you're my first black boyfriend. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Not by those pictures.
Oh,
and
she's had
there's a girlfriend too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's grandma.
Yeah.
We needed someone for
that's
grandma.
Hot.
And that's Glenda, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Glenda, yes, Glenda, yes.
Okay, so...
Behold the creepy white family on the video.
Yeah, what the hell was that? That was very creepy.
Just hypnotise him. Why tie him up? The cliche. Is it a cliche? Is Jordan in on the joke again? I don't know. Just keep him hypnotised. So he's there, he's awake, he can see the TV, but he can't move.
No, it's getting him ready psychologically, isn't it?
Right.
That he's this altered
state of
consciousness.
That old video doesn't explain anything.
No.
Just got the creepy white family. It's like, okay, yeah, fine. Another cliche. Talks about this, what's it called? This cult that they're in, that these people are in. It's like, right, okay. Still doesn't really explain what's going on. I'm getting the sense of what's going on, what we're doing, but Okay.
Well, I didn't really get it until I started reading the trivia about what exactly was, like, what exactly they were doing.
Well,
I know
video,
that they
the
were
video
changing.
Didn't explain it very well, did it?
Yes. So the Armitage family kidnapped black people so that it can be hypnotized, lobotomized, and have their brains replaced by those of old white people, which grants them preferred physical characteristics and a twisted form of immortality.
Mm.
So do those fuckers not die? Ever? What about when the lifespan of Chris is supposed to... Or
well,
Logan.
I'm assuming
does he not age?
I'm assuming it's they just keep getting new bodies, are they not? Is that
maybe,
what we're doing?
Maybe. I don't know. But then the dad's the neurosurgeon. Is that why the son is training to be a neurosurgeon so he can overtake the family business?
Probably, yeah.
Family business. Right. So what's this? Behold a coagula. That's what it's called.
That's the cult they're in, yes.
Yeah. So what's that? I don't understand what that is.
Being a zombie is really giving you the benefits. What have we got there? Goes back to the... Yeah, again, goes back to that whole zombie thing. Just, it's like... What sort of life is this?
It's a boring life.
Because there is this zombie thing. They're hypnotised, aren't they?
Yes.
That's the thing. So it's like... Yeah, I guess, you know.
Yeah, they're like
immortality,
this,
man. But like, what's...
This trance all the
what
time.
What are we doing?
They're not like tinkering for
but
themselves.
But then it makes sense because you've got the guy who's going to take his eyes. So it's like, even if he's, you know, half fucking... Even if he's hypnotized the whole time, he still can see the art. He can still go on with his life. He can still achieve great things.
Yes.
So it's more than worth it.
Yes. So there's a lot of standing around. So there was something that I seen on the trivia that people were saying, oh, was the Artemis kids, were they hypnotized as well? No, they weren't. Because in that video where the family, the kids are younger, they do look a bit odd, don't they? And it's that they hypnotised, they weren't hypnotised.
It's a pretty odd family, I'd say.
Very, very, yes. Very, very deluded. And then we come to the scene where the dad's about to perform the surgery. He's putting his mask on with his sterile gloves.
Used to be a nurse, everyone.
With his sterile gloves. You're no longer sterile, hon.
Oh, right.
You've just touched your face.
Sorry.
Keep sterile. You need to have somebody else in there to dress you.
Is Jordan in on it? Does he know that? Or is it a nitpick? It's hard, this film. You don't know what's what.
God. And then...
keep the cottons in the ears. He takes the cotton out.
Why? He probably should keep them for later on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What if mom comes with the cup again?
Yeah.
Which
she
does.
She almost does.
Which he's
cotton, is that a thing? You know, the back in slavery. He used to pick cotton all day.
Oh.
Yeah.
There we go, yes.
Yeah, is that a thing?
It must be.
Maybe.
It must be. And then Chris just goes on this fucking killing spree.
Yes, all the
he
deer.
He murders everybody.
Deer antlers. Oh, he talks about the deer, doesn't he?
Oh,
hates
yes.
Deers.
Yes, he does. He does. That symbolises helplessness, doesn't it, in this film? The deer?
Does it?
Yes, according to the trivia.
Okay. No. Did the trivia explain why it symbolised that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, it maybe did. It probably
turn
did.
Some lights on. There's lights. Again, is it a cliche? I don't know. The family are there. It's dark. Can't see them, but it's creepy.
Yes.
It's horror. It's creepy horror.
Yes.
Just get a light on.
The brother.
Please put a light on. I can't see you.
He got hit in the head how many times? Fair wallop, but yet he's able to get up and fight.
Oh,
him.
With the old crochet ball, yes, because he's got the stick. Oh, that's very white, isn't it? Playing lacrosse, isn't it? It's
yes,
very
white.
Very white.
And then you've got, so he hits the grandmother, and she's left lying on the road, and this brings back memories of his own mother that he can't leave them.
Great idea, Chris.
And then she wakes up and she's like, you've ruined my house. And attacks him. Good. I like that scene.
Is that a nitpick?
Your grandma gets him.
Just like the scene. Okay.
Yeah, I like that
dry scene. Cereal and drinking. Rose is there. Rose is pretty good. I know, like most of the film, she's playing this like OTT. Like, oh my God, everyone's racist. I love you, Chris. I'm not.
And then she just switches.
My family sucks.
Then she just switches.
Yeah, she's pretty creepy. She's pretty unsettling.
Yeah, and then she's there like with her glass of milk, the earphones in.
And
eating
dry
one piece
cereal
at a time.
Is that again?
Well, no, she's putting the cereal in her mouth and she's having a sip of milk.
Right. What's that?
No
what
idea.
What the hell is that?
No idea.
Another metaphor separating the white from the cereal. I don't know.
Well, the cereal was like coloured stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, but there's so much in this. There's so much in this film, isn't there? It's like it's full of Easter eggs. It's got subliminal messages all over the place. Metaphor galore. It's jam-packed. It's, you know, look, it's very well constructed.
It's a very well constructed
film. Jordan, you know.
Good job.
There's some stuff in there. Maybe there's not. I don't know. Maybe everything that we've nitpicked, you're aware of. He did it on purpose. I don't know, you cheeky bastard.
Language, Ben.
Social commentary. It's all over the place. It's there. Jordan, you've done a good film. Well done.
Yes.
Still not a huge fan, but I can see, I appreciate it for what it is.
So then you've got that scene at the end where basically grandma's dead. She's coming along with a gun. Where the fuck did she get that gun from? Because the house is burning down. And she's walking along trying to shoot him. She misses him. And then grandpa comes. and tries to attack him.
Do we need that? Do we need Rose to announce that that's Grandpa and Grandma? It's a bit lame. It's like, yeah, we get it. We understand who they are.
I didn't get
that.
What do
you mean you didn't get
it? I didn't get it was Grandma and Grandpa.
Oh, no. So
it never said that.
So at this point, you've got no idea what's going
on. No, I had no clue. I had no clue to the last time.
Well, there you go
the
then.
Trivia.
Well, thank God she announced it. Get him, Grandpa.
Yeah. Oh. And you're like, that makes sense.
Okay, so for someone like you, yeah. It's like, oh. It doesn't make sense because you're like, what do you mean, Grandpa? Yeah. He's the housekeeper. Fucking hell, Jesus.
I'm just, you know.
Grandma.
And then he magically gets his phone out. Like, it takes me half the day to get my phone out, to open my camera, to put a flash on and take a picture.
Does Rose
does
not see
a matter
the flash?
Of seconds.
Does she not see the flash?
No, clearly not.
Right.
And then, so who's killing himself?
Well, I sort of thought, well, now you're back. You've been unhypnotized. Yeah. You're good to go, Grandpa. Like, this guy? You're not Grandpa anymore. Just go and live your life. Run free.
But he can't.
But maybe, I don't know, really how long's he been there? How long's that guy been there? You know,
probably
maybe
a long
he's
time.
Probably lost his mind. So he's like, oh, there's no way I'm going to risk going back to the old sunken place.
See his little scar.
Absolutely not a chance. Right, here we go.
So then what happens? Because how the hell did your man know, the TSA agent, how did he know where to go? And did he just leave that scene of the crime like that?
Well, wasn't the original ending just a normal cop was going to turn up?
Yeah.
And then he was just going to go, oh my God, well, you're a black guy and you've killed all these white people.
But what do you call him? Jordan, he wanted to have a happier ending.
Yes.
So,
a black guy makes it out of a horror film.
Yes.
Yeah. How
about
that?
Good. Very good. So, how much do you think this film made?
I don't know.
What was the budget?
I don't know. 20 million?
Budget was 4.5 million.
4.5?
Yep.
Well, it must have made, I don't know, 400 million?
Nope. Seven times it's 4.5 million budget. So, box office it was 255 million.
Yeah, okay. That's, 400 is a bit much.
So, yeah, very good.
Very well done. That is a hit, I'd say.
So, what do you think of Chris as the main character? Good, bad? Does he portray it well?
Yeah, he's fine, yeah.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy was originally chosen to play the Chris, but Jordan changed his mind after it was decided that he was too old for the role.
Eddie Murphy.
I know.
The Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah. That wouldn't have sat well.
Oh, I've just remembered. I've missed loads of nitpicks. Oh, the bit upstairs. When he's going upstairs and the whole party stops.
Oh, what the hell was that
about?
We'll
play into it, Jordan.
Oh, that's what that was. Why are they all just standing there staring, following
play
his footsteps?
Keep coming up and down the stairs.
Yeah. Sorry, go on, Ben. Sorry, I do apologise.
He's only halfway up the stairs and they stop. So there's no way he's not hearing that.
Yes.
So come back down and go, sorry,
is everyone okay?
What is going on with that lift out there? We're doing a nitpickers over here, everyone. Jesus.
Use the fucking stairs. Fuckers. Oh, beep.
Yes, come down. Go, sorry, we've all stopped. You're right. And then just don't answer him. And then when he starts walking back up again, then just starts talking. Just ignore him. Because everyone is sort of ignoring him in a way.
Can I talk? I have to interrupt
and
you.
And then
just
keep
going and going and going and going and going and going and going.
They start talking again and keep going up the stairs.
I can't remember what I wanted
stopped.
To say.
They stop.
Oh, yeah.
And he keeps going up and down the stairs several it's times like, going, what the hell's going on, everyone?
It's like they're hypnotised by him.
Well, they are. Well,
that's what it's like.
You know, they're sizing him up, aren't they?
Well, they're intrigued. Yeah. But he's a smoker.
I could do this with him. I could do that with him. Oh, this my husband who's in a wheelchair. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Is it true what they say? Oh, very nice. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yes,
this episode's
been
now
fun.
Dragging a lot.
Yes, yes, we need to
up
go
and
on.
Down the stairs. They keep talking. They stop. They keep talking.
Ben,
stop.
We get that bit.
It's funny.
Go on.
Would have been funny. Jordan, play into it. What are you doing? I'm confused. Right. Okay. Quick review. You spent the whole film reviewing it. So.
It was a good film. Once I understood what was happening, it was very good.
You
can feel the uneasiness of it all.
Yes.
The whole way through and how uncomfortable it actually is, and that's what I liked about it.
But as I kept saying numerous times, it was like, what's how much of it is like, how much of it is Jordan a part of? It's very self-aware.
Mm.
So it was quite hard to nitpick in some ways because it's like every time you nitpick, you go, well, maybe he's,
yes.
Maybe he knows that. Maybe he's part of it. Jordan knows that he's very smart. Or does he? Has he made a mistake?
He hasn't made a mistake.
Well, some things he has. Like the whole thing's self-aware, but there's still nitpicks there. Where you know that he's gone, oh yeah, that's a good decision. Where it's not part, but it's hard. It's hard to differentiate between the two.
Well, that's not our job then.
But it's like Scream.
Yes.
We tried to do Scream. I'm talking like this. God. I'm like this. I'm all like this.
You're robotic. You're fucking lobotomized.
Because I'm just such a rush.
You're lobotomized by the fucking
film. Let's just slow it down for 5 minutes. I'm boiling, but let's just slow it down. And... Oh, sorry. you know, rush.
Slow it down. How much slower can you go, Ben?
Well, nitpickers, I'm screaming. I'm rushing. So we're going to do a 5-minute review at the end just to
end. I thought this is what we're doing now.
I know, you keep talking over me.
Oh, I do apologise.
It's horrible.
How's your arse?
Bad habit. It's settled down slightly.
Good. I'm glad. Can you say that with a straight face?
What do you want me to do? Like, it's not funny.
I think it's funny.
It's not a joke. It's hurting.
Okay. Well, it's not anymore. Settle down.
Well, thanks, Jordan.
There you go.
You fixed my ring piece.
Ring piece.
It's not funny. Please.
Ring piece.
Jesus, pig. It's the same as scream, isn't it? We tried to do scream a couple of years ago.
You're deep throating it again.
My lips hurt. My lips hurt because I've got my mouth on
friction.
This microphone.
Friction.
It's horrific. Mm. It's absolutely horrific. Scream. Ghostface. Yep. We watched that and we were like, oh, what about this? Oh, that's stupid. Oh, what's he done there? Oh, yeah, that's believable. But then every time we had to stop it because it was like, well, hang on, like, is that not...
That's the point of the film.
It's self-aware. Wes knows what he's doing.
They know it's silly.
He's done that on purpose. So we had to just go, oh, actually, this isn't really working because I'm sort of nitpicking and I'm going, oh, that's stupid. Why has he done that? It's like, well, he knows what he's doing. He's done it on purpose. There's the scene where Ghostface is in the bloody freezer aisle behind the yogurt. And it's like, oh, what's he doing there?
No one else see him.
Like, no one would notice him while they're doing their shop. Like, yeah, I know. Wes is sitting there going, yeah, I know, Ben. It's part of the joke, isn't it? Get your head fucking screwed on. Like, oh, sorry, Wes. No, yeah, of course, because it's a self-parody. You're self-aware, yes.
Yes.
Sorry, let's just turn this off. It's the same with this.
Yes.
It's that, isn't it? It's very hard to know what's gone under the radar and what Jordan's like. Well, of course I'm aware of that. That's why I put it in, dummy. Why are you nitpicking it? What an idiot.
Exactly.
I don't care if this is for charity or not. You suck.
Yep.
I don't know what Fiona was doing. Was she reviewing it? Was she nitpicking it?
Fiona's just in a world of
her own. I'm turning this off. It's rubbish.
I'm thinking about my next Instagram post, Ben. So, you know, you can't blame me.
Oh, it's fun, isn't it? Isn't it fun?
It's so much fun. Hashtag.
Spending like half an hour and getting like 6 likes. It's like, oh God, I just feel so gratified.
I spent about 5 minutes on it. You're the one that spends 10.
Oh, I feel so gratified.
You're the one that spends the extra 25 minutes fixing my grammar.
I'm so happy. I can now sleep at night easier.
Right. How did that go last night, Ben?
Sorry?
How did that go last night? Sleeping better?
What's that got to do with anything?
Nothing.
Right, anything else?
No. Very good film.
Did you nitpick that, or I don't know what you were doing?
As we've already established 3 times, I had no clue what I was doing.
Oh, right, okay.
So?
Where have my notes gone? Horror comedy interlinked.
I wouldn't say it was a horror film.
Well, it's meant to be, isn't it?
Yeah,
there's horror elements to it.
It's just, no, it's like more so uneasy.
So it's what, a thriller?
No.
Is it a thriller?
No. I don't know what it is.
Horror comedy?
It's not very funny either. It's just uneasy. Everything's just uneasy about it.
You weren't laughing at Chris's plight and all the white
people? No, I just felt very...
Staring at him.
Felt uncomfortable watching it for him.
Mention Stepford Wise, robotic, yes, very robotic. Rosemary's Baby as well, that's sort of in there. Cults and the devil.
Yes.
We don't really get the devil in this, but... Yeah. Have you seen Rosemary's Baby?
I don't think so.
No? Oh, maybe we should do that.
Right.
Okay, well, there you go. That's going out to the nation.
Yep, all the way from Georgetown, Penang.
And we're in Penang.
Malaysia.
Penang. Malaysia. Mm. Sitting in this kitchen.
Turn the aircon back on, please?
It's hot, isn't it?
I'm absolutely sweltering in my film vloggers top, must I say.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Sweating through our film vloggers top. You'll see a nice little social media post by our...
Me.
Social media.
I hate social
manager
media.
Manager over here.
I fucking hate it.
That's not very good.
I hate it.
For charity, Patreon.
Like, tell a friend.
Up.
Get your friends to sign up.
Sign up
get
this
your
year.
Mom,
sign
your
up
dad.
This month. Yes, it's for charity. It's all going. Let's see how many we can get.
Yes.
If you don't want to donate £2.50, fine. But you won't hear this. Well, no, you will hear it because this is going to be free. But the other ones we've done, there's loads on there.
There's loads.
Just do the tie-ups. £1. Quid.
That's what I've done.
Charity.
That's what I've
You can cancel it into the month, no problem. Don't worry about it. Enjoy the content. Episodes early, you get them. For £1.
So can I cancel my membership?
If you want to.
Oh, great.
Then that's one less number.
Oh, and so I'm just a number to you, Ben.
Well, you know who, Fiona's got more fucking patrons than me. I've got more patrons than me.
Oh, this is going out to the nation, Ben.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you all very much for listening.
Who?
And if you like what you hear, check out our website at www.filmvloggers.com. Thank you. Goodbye.
Just checking out the background noise. Oh,
there's a lot this morning. Maybe we should have left the aircon on.
We could try one with the aircon on.
Yes, I think we should.
But we need to go because it's 45 minutes. Final thoughts, closing.
Very good.
Check social media. Film Vloggers on tour. Have a look at it.
Hashtag
she's in charge now. Fiona's, she's edgy, controversial.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get out.
Any grammar mistakes is Ben. Because that's not my job.
Hello and welcome to What's Our Seat Number. If you're listening to this trailer, you're deciding whether or not you're going to listen to this podcast.
Good.
But chances are, we've lost you already.
No, come on, Matt.
It takes what, like 10 seconds for people
you're
to lose interest
defeatist.
In things?
I am not being defeatist.
They've gone already. It's for
now. Well, now they are because we started arguing, so we've both sort of driven them out.
Well, go on, tell the dead air who we are.
Okay, the dead air.
The dead air.
The cadaver.
The people who aren't listening anymore.
I'm taking control. You introduce yourself, and then I'll introduce myself, and then we'll talk a little bit about what we're doing, right? It's going to sound more professional that way.
Okay, okay. I'm Johnny Gross. I am a filmmaker and a film fan and fanatic and obsessive.
Good. Very good. That was very well done. Very professional. You sounded like you're in control and almost like you know who you are.
All right, then. And who are you?
I'm Sai. I'm a 3D artist and a game designer, a film fan. I'm your brother as well.
Really?
So we're going to be talking about some of our favorite movies and hopefully some of yours as well. There's going to be trivia behind the scenes.
Do you want to tell the listeners why we've called this podcast What's Our Seat Number?
You really came to the right person with fielding this question because I feel that I can take this story and really bring it to life. Okay, so one time we went to go and see a film in the cinema and I asked, what's our seat number?
Fantastic.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I did it for you.
It's great. If you want to hear more, you can check out the rest of our episodes. We're hosted by Podbean, but you can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music or Audible, TuneIn, Alexa, Listen Notes, and now on iHeartRadio, Player FM, and Podchaser. So pretty much wherever you get your podcasts. Please don't forget to review, like, and rate, and keep listening, because the more you listen, the more we'll be able to produce. Bye.
Ta-ta.